There are millions of office buildings in China, but the Lita skyscraper in southwest Beijing is unlike any other. Straddling a major subway station, two structures are connected by a soaring atrium that twists towards the sky.
Here we were faced with an issue where to build an office tower 200 meters tall with a subway tunnel underneath, how do we create something very elegant that really will be part of the city? We create what we call an urban window. So the atrium that's created because of straddling the tunnel creates a tower that's creates the tallest atrium in the world.
Straight lines are hard to find here, but the unseen is equally impressive. Integrated smart systems manage the building's temperature and air quality. Energy use is minimized. Every office is connected with 5G. These are just some of the reasons it was highly commended at the prestigious World Architecture Festival taking place this week in Portugal. Of about 500 international projects nominated for awards, one-third are Chinese. Jan Klosterman isn't surprised by the country's strong showing. He spent a decade working here before founding his firm in 2015.
Even though China is a place that has actually the largest tradition that you can possibly imagine, it's still very young at heart. So it's actually always very interested in innovation.
But innovation has been interpreted widely. For years, China was known for poor quality, gaudy constructions. President Xi Jinping has called for an end to so-called weird architecture. A government ban on ugly buildings was issued earlier this year. There's now a focus on sustainability, simplicity, and preserving history. Themes seen at Shougang No. 3 Blast Furnace, another shortlisted project. Completed in 1959 and closed due to environmental concerns in 2010, designers chose to refurbish rather than demolish the site.
This land has historic memory and the owners have a deep affection for it. We focus on transformation and renewal to give the enterprise new vitality.
With these blue skies, it's hard to imagine that this area was once choked by heavy air pollution. For decades, Shougang was Beijing's industrial hub and main source of smog. These trains used to transport iron ore, coal, and other materials. The area now houses the offices of the Beijing Winter Olympics and has become popular with tourists. With an estimated half of the world's construction taking place in China, buildings here will continue drawing global attention, and designers hope for the better and not the worst. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.